something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Priesthood and Sacrifice.
Hallelujah.
Instead of killing calves, goats, he says for us to offer spiritual sacrifices continually. Let's look at the explanation. By Jesus, therefore, let us offer to God sacrifices of what? Praise. And that it should be done continually. Then it explains, that is, if you're wondering what the sacrifice of praise should be, he says, that is the fruit of our lips. Other versions say the fruit of lips. The fruit of lips. What are the fruit of lips? Words. That means what comes out of your lips. Giving what? Thanks to his name. Now, I want to explain something little here that's important. He says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips. If you notice, if you have a good King James translation there with you, did you notice the word our is in italics? That's why several translations don't include the word our. So they say the fruit of lips. When you find a word in the King James Version that is italicized, it means it was not in the original manuscript. And so the translators use their prerogative to include it there for purpose of clarity. Sometimes they are accurate and sometimes not very accurate. And so you got to study a little deeper. Praise the Lord. Now, this translation is a little blind to us in what was clearly expressed in that verse. It says, by him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of lips. It says giving thanks to his name. Now, the construction giving thanks is a verb, a Greek verb, and it's homologeo. Okay? It actually means to make confession. And so the Revised Version gives it to us differently. And so are several other versions. How many of you have the Amplified? You have the Amplified? Who's got the Amplified here? Let me read it to you. Through him, therefore, let us constantly and at all times offer up to God a sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of lips that thankfully acknowledge and confess and glorify his name. That's beautiful. Let me give you the Revised Version. It says, through him then, let us offer up a sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of lips which make confession to his name. Did you see that? So, giving thanks there actually is rendered from making confession to his name. We'll get a little more light. Making confession to his name. It means confessing his name. Are you hearing this? You're saying words that give praise to his name. I told you, you know, there are songs we sing. We need to understand the different kinds of songs. There are some songs we sing, and we are making confessions of the word of God about us. And that's very important. That's important. The Bible says to talk to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Okay? So you talk to yourself. Greater is he that is in me. Yeah, singing that song. Greater is he that is in me. That's great. So when we sing that song, we're not really praising God. We're making confessions of his word about us. And there's a place for that. That's part of stirring up your spirit. That leads to being filled with the Spirit. It's got its place. Then, sometimes we sing about God. He's alive, amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive forever. You see, we're singing about God. We're singing about Jesus. We're singing about him. It's got its place. See? It's got its place. And that's wonderful. But then, here he's talking about making confession of his name. Or to his name. And that means that we are singing to the name of Jesus. The greatness of his name, the power of his name, the effectiveness of his name. And we are using that name to glorify God. All hail King Jesus. All hail Emmanuel. All things are in your name. Jesus has all the power. The name of Jesus. Singing like that. Making confessions to his name. Your name is exalted above all. We're singing. And those songs are sacrifices of praise. Now, if we sing, we bring sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord as we offer unto thee the sacrifices of thanksgiving. As we offer unto thee the sacrifices of praise. We may go. We have said so. It's like saying, it's like holding your offering. You come to church, you know, with your offering. And you say, Lord, I bring my offering to you. I bring this offering to you in the name of Jesus. I receive a multiplied harvest. Hallelujah. Amen. So when we close, you put it back in your pocket and go home. Though you prayed about it, though you celebrated it, did you offer it? No. We bring sacrifice of praise. Okay, you have announced that you have brought sacrifice of praise. So, where is it? See, the Bible says we should praise God with understanding. No. Don't get it wrong. Not praise God with the understanding. I didn't say with the understanding. The Bible says to praise him with understanding. That means knowing what you are saying. It is important to be accurate. Listen, Paul said this when you study in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. All right? He did say, when I was a child, I thought like a child. Okay? I talked like a child. And I walked like a child. I did things as a child. He said, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. Spiritually, it's the same thing. In fact, he was giving us there a spiritual education. Just because you've been praying in a certain way all your life doesn't mean you were right. It's time to grow. Are you hearing me? So we're dealing with spiritual realities here. We're dealing with spiritual growth. You can't keep praying the same way you were praying 5 years ago and saying the wrong thing. You got to grow with knowledge. The same thing with praise. You know, sometimes people say that they want to praise God in a service. They say, we need a very hot song. So they bring out a very hot song. And the meaning of a hot song is that song that makes everybody dance like this. It can be dancing in the flesh. You can sweat in your praise. There are people who enjoy service because the dancing was so hot. Okay? And if you raise a calm song, they are tired. It's like, who brought this song leader today? Hallelujah. So who is this kind of song? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's bored. He's angry with the song leader. Can't he change this song? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He wants a hot song. Years ago, when I was a kid in that old church, they could just sing a song like, "All the ma, all 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 the ma." Now we could sing that song for half an hour. That's all we're singing. All the ma, all the ma, all the ma, all the ma. 30 minutes. And you know, sweating. All the ma. Yeah, good song. But the pastor said, let us praise. That's not a praise song. But you see, they were not taught accurate information.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised them from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Port Harcourt, Zone 3, Jersey and Jenny Street off Peter Adili Road behind Domino's, Port Harcourt. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m., Wednesdays lunch hour service 12 noon. Thank you for joining us today. If you like us to pray with you, or share your testimony with us, kindly call +234-812-851-9834. Or send mail to info@loveworldradiantworks.org. God bless you.